All right, let's go to my good friend. He's a former manager of the Chicago Cubs, one of the elite third base coaches in Major League Baseball for many years, and he's a good baseball analyst. That is Mike Quatty. Mike, how are you?
I'm good. I can't believe your listeners have problems with some of the broadcasters.
Oh, come on. You know that. But as I say, turn them down. Put on KBR. You can listen to John Miller and Dave Fleming and everything. You know, the apps. You just buy one of those apps. But
Yeah, and it's funny because I sound like a homer, but, you know, I'm extremely fond of your broadcast crew. They do a great job.
All right, you've managed in the big leagues. What if you're managing a team that's up 3-0, what do you say? Or if you're managing a team that's down 0-3, what do you say?
Well, first of all, let's not be so presumptive that I've ever been in that kind of a pressure situation. I mean, Jesus criminy. I would love to have had that opportunity and would love to have it down the road. But, I know Boch and Jimmy Leland well enough. And baseball is different. It's not once a week football. It's not like so many other sports. And I think sometimes when you get so close to the prize, like the Giants are right now, those can be some of your most nervous moments. I mean, all of a sudden it's right there, and that's difficult. But his club will be relaxed. They're on such a roll, and they'll feed off of that. And I think Boch will manage it. The game that he manages, and those guys will come out and play well again. They've got, you know, again, another tough pitcher tonight. I've been very impressed with this guy that's going against tonight. But until you seal the deal, it's not over. And Jimmy Leland is got a bunch of guys there that trust him. And I don't know. There's no new Rockne. Very seldom is there a new Rockne. And I know Hunter Pence had some conversations with the ball club, and I applaud him for that, but I think from a managing standpoint, that's between Jimmy and his club. And but they know if you can come out and win a game tonight and come back with your guy tomorrow, things can still turn.
All right. Well, that is Mike Quatty giving the dose of reality from the baseball sense to what is cooking now in Detroit. Looking at the scouting report, and I look at the way Crawford plays and Blanco, and just the defense of the Giants, and you've set up scouting reports and set your defense many times. I always say you can figure out if the pitchers are pitching correctly if they hit the balls right to the fielders, and you kind of get that feeling that the pitchers on the Giants are pitching the way the scouting report set it up.
Well, and I think so, and outfield defense is one thing, but I've also seen Crawford go get some balls where the pitchers were, they let guys hit the ball where he wasn't, and he still made plays. And you know, you and I talked earlier in the year about him and the growing pains you have with a young guy. But, man, oh, man, has he been impressive, and has he grown into that thing? And good for him. It's just there's nothing better, Marty. You know, you lean on your veterans, and you're so excited for your veterans. But when your young kids develop and when you watch them and watch them do the kind of job that this kid's doing right now, it's really exciting. But defensively, I mean, you know, you pour over charts. And the computer guys earn their money, and you try and do the best you can to have your people in the right place, knowing that the ball's going to play a great deal.
Boy, looking at this, the ball club, though, you know, the Giant ball club, you look at their batting averages, they're not very impressive other than Scudero and Sandoval. How are they doing this thing?
Well, you mentioned it yesterday. I mean, they're pitching the daylights out of it, and you and I have talked over the years, you know, you get into the playoffs and all of a sudden, you know, you're facing the varsity. And if you think you're going to start putting 7, 8, 9, 10 runs on teams on a regular basis, it's just not going to happen. And somebody's going to jump up and get a big hit that you weren't expecting. And, you know, the Tigers have an issue right now because they're having trouble. Their 3-4 guys just haven't gotten it going. And these are two of the best hitters I've ever seen, at least in my lifetime. And they're struggling. So they've done a fantastic job taking care of them, and also with the 2-0 hitters. So if you could kind of limit the damage that they're capable of doing, and then on the rare occasion, you know, last night he gets some double play balls. I mean, Vogelbaum was fantastic. Then you know, if Cabrera bats with nobody on and two outs, he's probably not going to beat you with a solo home run. So they've just done a great job containing the Tiger offense.
Very good. Hey, is Don Robinson with you today?
Absolutely, and he would love to talk to some San Francisco.
All right, people. This is former Giant pitcher, member of the Caveman, Donnie Robinson, who's coming on.
Hang on a second.
All right, Donnie Robinson with Mike Quatty here down in Florida, and member of the Caveman, 1989. He was part of that Giant World Series team, a heck of a hitter and a great pitcher.
Yeah, Marty.
Hey, Don Robinson, join us here at the Public House. Donnie Robinson, former Giant. How are you doing?
What's happening?
Well, the good things here. We're doing great and anticipating a good game tonight. And you're watching this team, and I know you're thinking about the Giants. You were in the World Series with them in 89 in the Earthquake World Series. But what's your take on this ball club and how this playoff is going?
Well, you know, I've been watching the games. You know, a lot of things are going right for the Giants right now. When you get in that kind of groove like that, especially, you know, especially when you got good pitching and you're a really good team, when you're getting on the breaks, a lot of things going good, you're hard to beat.
Well, you could hit. How do you like the way the Giant pitchers are hitting? You must enjoy that.
Well, sure. Hey, I always wanted to see what Giant pitchers can hit. I don't see them not hitting no hangers over the fence, though.
Hey, how about Barry Zito's hit off of Verlander? Come on, you had to like that, right?
How about that? I can't hardly believe that.
Yeah, that is good. All right, now it's Matt Cain tonight, and you know, Donnie, you've been in big games, and I guess what's the key for a pitcher heading into a big game? What do you have to say to yourself going into a big game?
Well, the one big thing about being in the playoffs in the World Series is trying to calm your nerves when you go out on the mound the first inning. You know what? Once you get past the first batter and past the first inning, then it's pretty much just like any other regular game, but. Sometimes, you know, in these big games like this, you get a little overhyped, and sometimes it's tough to throw strikes. So, but Cain's been there before. He knows what he's doing. So he ought to be okay tonight.
All right. What about Lincecum out of the bullpen? Now, you were a starting pitcher, of course, with the Pirates and with the Giants, and you were terrific out of the bullpen. You had a lot of success. Why is Lincecum having so much success out of the bullpen?
Well, you know, when he comes in out of the bullpen, you know, you know you're not going to get a chance to hit at him three times. I think if you look at what's happened this year, I think it's like the second, third time around he's been getting hit. So when you only get one chance to look at him, or maybe sometimes two, with his motion and his great changeup, you know, you don't get a big opportunity to sit there and size him up for seven innings.
All right. What's your memory of, I know 89 in the World Series with the Earthquake is not the greatest memory of the world, but World Series, just the feeling of being in a World Series, what was it like for you?
Oh, well, that was my second World Series. You know, the first time I was in a World Series was 1979 with the Pirates. You know, I was 21 years old, and I figured that, hey, I'm going to be back to a bunch of these things. And then all of a sudden, I didn't get back to 1989. So, you know, I think that 1989... We ran into an Oakland team that was on a mission, getting swept the year before. You know, a lot of things didn't go our way, and Oakland was by far the superior team that year.
Well, you must be enjoying watching the Giants in 2010 and this year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's great. You know, plus Bruce Bochy's a real good friend of mine. You know, Bruce used to be my catcher in 1980 down in Puerto Rico when we played together. So. You know, Bruce is a good man, a good manager, and I'm glad to see that he's having success here in San Francisco. And hey, once you're a Giant forever.
I like it. Once you're a Giant forever. Donnie Robinson, I like that. Very good. Hey, Donnie, thank you so much. Thank Mike Quadi, and we'll hope for good things for today.
Well, I'm sure something good's going to happen tonight.
All right.
Take it easy out there in San Francisco.
All right. Donnie Robinson, nice to be with us here right at the Public House. Thanks, Donnie. All right, very good. Boy, you never know who's going to stop by. Boy, he could hit, let me tell you something. And the biggest excitement he had on that conversation was Barry Zito getting a hit off Justin Verlander. He liked that a lot. Yes, Donnie Robinson, the caveman, could hit home runs.